Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. A couple of deaths in the family this week. I'm sorry to report. On Thursday, the death of Sacha Distel, the great French guitarist and singer. And also this last Thursday, tenor saxophonist Illinois Jacquet. And I'll be doing something for Jacquet a little later, but I want to start with Sacha. In 1956 in Paris, John Lewis was there, the great leader and pianist of the modern jazz quartet. Atlantic Long Playing Records was there also to record. Barney Weilen, the French tenor saxophonist, Pierre Michelot, the French bassist, and the American drummer Connie Kay joined in. Here's John Lewis, and in memory of Sacha Distel, Sacha on guitar. Thank you.
Thank you.
memory of Sacha Distel, who died this last Thursday at the age of 71. There he was, playing his guitar with John Lewis on piano, Barney Whelan on tenor saxophone, Pierre Michelot bass, and Connie Kay playing drums in Paris for Atlantic Long Playing Records. Sometime in December 1956, I Cover the Waterfront, written by Johnny Green, Dear Old Stockholm, a traditional tune, and John Lewis's beautiful Afternoon in Paris. And along the way, Sasha wrote a few compositions, and I think this is by far his greatest.
Oh, the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life, goodbye.
The Good Life was written by Sacha Distel, who, as I said before, died this last Thursday at the age of 71, was outstanding and singing and general entertaining in France for years, and a great guitarist, as you heard, with his work with John Lewis. That was Nancy Wilson from her 2000 Capitol CD called Today, Tomorrow, Forever. The Good Life. Sacha Distel, thank you very much for what you did for us. All right. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And let's chase the composition now. If you're new to the program, what that simply means is having more than one group of person do the same composition. Let's chase Dancing on the Ceiling by Richard Rodgers, written in 1930.
To hide in bed. my ceiling more sins. It is a dancing floor just for my
Well, we chased the composition Dancing on the Ceiling, written by Richard Rodgers in 1930, and performed first by the High Lows in 1957, Frank Comstock arrangement for the orchestra and the High Lows on Columbia Records, then Oscar Peterson solo piano for BASF Long Playing Records, 1974, his version, and also his version of Give Me the Simple Life, written by 1920s and 30s pianist Rube Bloom. The High Lows and Oscar Peterson. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and it's my pleasure to be with you on Sunday afternoon. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. Soaring Heart has been building futons, box springs, latex foam mattresses, and wool toppers for the chemically sensitive for over 18 years. Soaring Heart is dedicated to educating the community on choices for healthy sleeping environments. More information is available at SoaringHeart.com.
Illinois Jacquette, the great tenor saxophonist, died this last Thursday at the age of 81. And I brought along a couple of sets of his work. Probably the most famous composition that he played over the years that people connected with him was Flying Home, a composition by Lionel Hampton and Benny Goodman, primarily Hampton. So here's Illinois Jacquette in 1945 for Philo, 78 records, playing his tenor saxophone on Flying Home, Part 1 and 2. With him, his brother, Russell Jacquette, who will be singing and playing the trumpet, Henry Coker trombone, Arthur Dennis baritone saxophone, Jacquette's close friend Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Ulysses Livingston guitar, Billy Hadnot string bass, and the great Johnny Otis on drums. Here's Illinois Jacquette. Eleanor Jacquette and his band, 1945, in Los Angeles, Flying Home, Part 1 and 2. Flying Home, written by Lionel Hampton, and on Philo 78. And Illinois died this last Thursday at the age of 81. There will be more of him. But first, let me say, you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and... Eleanor Jacquette, who died this last Thursday at the age of 81 there in Los Angeles, 1945. Uptown Boogie, he wrote that in collaboration with his pianist there, Sir Charles Thompson. And Throw It Out of Your Mind, Baby, written by Jacquette and sung by his brother Russell Jacquette, who played trumpet in the band. Okay. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you this afternoon. I hope you're having a great day and a great sunshine. I think people get used to it. We were talking about the weather and how hot it's been. But we adapt to those kinds of things, I think. Hope so, anyway. For some of you that don't, you know, aren't able to have the air conditioning and all that and suffer through it, maybe it doesn't sound like a reasonable idea, I suppose. Eleanor Jacquette now in Los Angeles, 1945 for Apollo 78 Records. Jacquette Mood, written by him. Wandering and Thinking of You. Memories of You. Ubi Blake wrote that. And the vocalist in the band now is Wynonie Harris. The bass player is Charlie Mingus. Some changes here. And Illinois playing his tenor saxophone. Wynonie's Blues and Here Come the Blues end up the set. Eleanor Jacquette in memory of him.
some trash this morning. Yes, let's drink some mash, talk some trash this morning. I wanna be loving you when the rooster crows at dawn. Cause I ain't mad at you, don't be mad with me. I'm in love with you. Well, I want you to love with me, cause I love you better than I do myself. Yes, I love you better than I do myself. Please don't leave me and find nobody else. Well, please don't leave me, don't find nobody else. Well, if you ever leave me, I don't.
Illinois Jacquette, the tenor saxophonist. That was Illinois in Los Angeles for Apollo Records, 1945. Jacquette died this last Thursday at age 81. We heard Jacquette Mood, Wandering and Thinking of You, sung by Jacquette's brother Russell, and a beautiful rendition of Memories of You by Hubie Blake. Wynonie's Blues and Here Come the Blues, both sung, by Wynonie Harris, the vocalist in the band. Charlie Mingus is in that band also, matter of fact. And Bill Doggett, I want to talk about him. You might remember him from the 50s if you were here then. And a lot of organ playing, but there, very sensitive, piano backing. Illinois Jacquette, 81, did this last Thursday. And happy to present some of his material. He's all over the map, really. A lot of wonderful things with Jazz the Philharmonic, if you go search in that direction. And when you go to a record store, you know, ask someone to look at the catalog and see what they can get for you. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you. And I'd like to go to Billie Holiday now and some things that don't get played very much ever anywhere by her. Her Decca 78 time in 1947, deep song, and backed by Bobby Haggart and his orchestra. And then 1949, Crazy He Calls Me, written by Carl Sigman and Bob Russell and Gordon Jenkins Orchestra. Here's Billie Holiday, 1947 and 49, deep song and Crazy He Calls Me.
Is hounding me like a lonely shadow hounding me. It's always there, just out of sight, like a frightening dream on a lightning. Lonely wind cries out my name, sad as haunted music in the rain. It's born of grief and born of woe, but I hear it call and I've got to go. My door to lick my heart once more. Love lives in a lonely land where there's no helping hand to understand why does it bring this ache to me. Why? It don't matter why. I only know misery has to be part of me. Never hope to count on love to be a partner of that heaven up above. Never hope to understand love is a barren land, a lonely land. If he wants them out of the way, crazy he calls me. Sure, I'm crazy, crazy in love, I'd say. say I'll go through fire, and I'll go through fire. As he wants it, so it will be. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love, you see. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'm due right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I. Like the wind that shakes the bough, he moves me with a smile. The difficult I'll do right now, the impossible will take a little while. I say I'll care forever, and I mean forever, if I have to hold up the sky. Crazy he calls me, sure I'm crazy, crazy in love am I.
Billie Holiday in 1947 doing Deep Song with Bobby Haggart, his bass and his orchestra for Decca. And then 1949, Crazy He Calls Me, Gordon Jenkins' beautiful arrangement and orchestra there for her. All Decca, a couple of them, 1947 and 49, Billie Holiday. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Now, to Roland Kirk and his soprano saxophone in 1963 for Mercury Long Playing Records, a collaboration between Roland Kirk and Benny Golson, who did the arrangement of A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square, written by Manning Sherwin in 1940, and performed there in 1963 for Mercury Records by Roland Kirk and his soprano saxophone, with Benny Golson's beautiful arrangement and orchestra. Roland Kirk. Let's go from an arrangement by Benny Golson to a composition by him called Stablemates. A composition by Benny Golson, and he wrote many beautiful ones, and that's one of them, Stablemates, performed by Philly Joe Jones and his band and his drums for Riverside Records, 1959. Lee Morgan and Blue Mitchell both playing trumpet there, Curtis Fuller trombone, Cannonball Adderley on alto saxophone, Golson on tenor, Sahib Shahab on baritone saxophone, Wynton Kelly at the piano, Sam Jones bass, and of course Philly Joe on the drums. Stablemates. Here's Helen Merrill.
Exclusively yours.
back your heart. You've got the day with the blues.
Thank you.
is gone. The thrill is gone.
Merrill for Metro Jazz in 1959, and singing with some very fine friends there. Blue Gardenia with Kenny Dorham on trumpet and Jerome Richardson on flute. You've Got a Date with the Blues, Jimmy Jones doing some fine work behind her on piano. And The Thrill is Gone, Frank Wess on flute and Barry Galbraith on guitar. Helen Merrill, 1959, for Metro Jazz Long Playing Record. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And you're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... Jimmy Rolls playing the piano for you from 1972 on a Storyville record. He made then Limehouse Blues by Philip Brahm and Isfahan by Billy Strayhorn. Jimmy Rolls on the piano, and with him Monty Budwig on bass and Don Bailey on drums, 1972 on Storyville, long playing records. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons, hoping you're having a great day. Let's get Fats Waller here, followed by Jimmy Rainey.
Tell y'all about that new gal in town here. Yes, known as Baby Brown.
No matter where you've been, sir, no matter what you've seen, you'll never frown on Baby Brown, the neat sweet Georgia queen. There's some jolly friends, sir, just past 17. There's none in town like Baby Brown, that neat sweet Georgia queen. She's cute and pert, got that certain thing, you know the rest. You can't help flirting, she makes that curtain ring down on the bells. She's always bound to win, sir, saying what I mean. Oh, my money's down on Baby Brown, the neat sweet Georgia queen, yeah.
It's time for this piano solo. Look out, look out. It's the Viper's drag. Cease. That's a mess, I'm telling you. And look out now. Woman, get away from here. How can you face me now? out in two.
Have you no conscience? How could you be so bold? Why have you grown so cold after the lies you've told? No one now seems to be on the level. Are you lying, dog? Since I found that my angel was just the devil. Why do I love you? Why did you teach me how? After you broke each vow, how can you face me now? Yes, my.
Look out there, Ivory. You ready? Well, let's go back and get the down home blues. Look out. Look out, look out. Here's that gal, yes, Donna, yes.
Well, a nice long set for a nice day for you, I hope. We started with Fats Waller on piano and singing, and his friend Rudy Powell on clarinet and alto saxophone. From 1935, all that Waller material, by the way, is available on Honeysuckle Rose Record Company. I'm sure they went to CD. That's off the LP. We heard Baby Brown, The Viper's Drag, How Can You Face Me, Down Home Blues, and Dinah. And from Dinah, we segued to Jimmy Rainey in Paris, 1954, his guitar and his version of Dinah and his version of Love for Sale and his version of Have You Met Miss Jones. Rainey on guitar, Roger Guerin on trumpet, Bobby Jasper tenor saxophone, Maurice Van Der on piano, Jean-Marie Ingrand on string bass, and Jean-Louis Vial on drums. Fats Waller, followed by Jimmy Rainey. Right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
Call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Thursday's all so sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, Saturday I go out to play. And then on Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. Lord have mercy on me. Oh, Lord have mercy on me. Send my baby back to me. Ooh, crazy about my baby. Won't you send my baby back to me? Oh, have mercy. Send her home to me.
that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. So the Bible said, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't, they don't ever make the grade. Your mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. They're all hanging around your door. But when money's gone, all the spending ends. They just don't come around you anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. When you've got money, you've got lots of friends. They're all hanging around your door. But when your money's gone, all of the good times end. They just don't come around anymore. Rich relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but you better not take too much. Your mama may have, ooh, Papa may have, God bless the child that's got his own. God bless the child that's got his own.
Lou Rawls singing for you on one of his classic albums for Capitol Records, 1962 in Los Angeles, with Les McCann on piano and Leroy Vinegar bass and Ron Jefferson on drums. Stormy Monday, excuse me, T-Bone Walker composition, God Bless the Child, Arthur Herzog, and Billie Holiday. Lou Rawls and Les McCann for Capitol Records, 1962. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, excuse me again, NPR News and All That Jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and... ¶¶
Thank you.
set started with Jerry Mulligan and Paul Desmond doing Mulligan's composition Lion for Lions in August of 1957 for Verve, long playing records. Of course, Mulligan on baritone saxophone and Desmond on alto saxophone. Then Lee Morgan, his trumpet and his Blue Note band from the album called The Cooker, doing Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia. Morgan on trumpet and Pepper Adams on baritone saxophone, Bobby Timmons piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on the drums. Right there. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you. And I'd like to take the program out at the bewitching hour of 6 o'clock today with Horace Henderson and his great band of 1933. From 1933, Horace Henderson's wonderful orchestra, Happy Feet, written by Jack Yellen and Milt Eger. I'm Rhythm Crazy Now, written by Fletcher Henderson, Horace's brother. And Ain't You Glad, written by Thomas Betts Waller. 1933, October 3rd in New York City. Horace Henderson and his orchestra. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and celebrating 20 years of All That Jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks very much for being out there.